T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. He has arrived from the North Pole. Santa Claus is here. Hello, Santa. Good to see you. I'm good, good. Hopefully I've been a good boy this year. You know my name, so that's kind of scary. But Santa knows everyone's name. And welcome to Chestnut Ridge Park as we discuss this weekend's Santa Land, a decades-long tradition here in Erie County government. And we are pleased, of course, to be joined by the jolly elf himself, straight from the North Pole, Santa Claus. Thank you, Santa, for being here. We are also joined, of course, by our Parks Commissioner, Troy Schinzel, because it's the Parks Department that is primarily responsible for this weekend's event. So thank you, Commissioner Schinzel, for being here. And we are also joined by Ed Leek, the Director of the Orchard Park Recreation Department. Orchard Park is our partner in this and putting on a lot of the programming, and we would not be able to have the Santa Land that we do without our partners from Orchard Park. So thank you for being here, Ed, and as well as other representatives from Orchard Park. I am pleased once again to be here as we officially retell everyone this weekend is Santa Land at Chestnut Ridge Park. It is one of the great traditions of our community. The casino will be buzzing with activity. We're hoping we get a few more inches of snow between now and Saturday and Sunday so that the beautiful slope here that people like to go down for tubing and sledding and tobogganing, though we probably won't have enough snow for tobogganing, will be able to be used this weekend. And of course, there'll be lots of games, activities, family fun events for everyone to enjoy, including, of course, you meet here and you get on a hayride and you go up to Santa's workshop further up in the park and you get an opportunity to meet the big guy himself. All the kids I know love it. Occasionally we have a child who's a little afraid, but Santa knows how to handle that, right, Santa Claus?
Right.
Oh, yeah, see, Santa knows what he's doing. He's an old pro when it comes to this, but I won't ask you how old. Never ask somebody who's older than you how old they are, especially if it's a woman. But definitely don't ask Santa Claus. So it is my pleasure once again to officially kick off Santa Land Week here this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. As you see from the sign behind me, between 11 and 4 p.m., Santa Land will be in full gear. We will have our full activity set up here with the Erie County Parks Department for everything you can imagine. Of course, our parks are open 365 days of the year. They never close. But this weekend is one of the biggest weekends that we will have. We'll have thousands of residents here, thousands of people having a fun time at Chestnut Ridge Park. And of course, the opportunity to meet and talk to Santa up close and personal as you can get on his lap. So with that, I'd like to thank especially our partners and sponsors for Santa Land. While our Parks Department and the Department of Recreation from Orchard Park does a lot of work, we also have sponsors that we need to thank. Of course, the Erie County Parks Department and the Orchard Park Recreation Department. The Chestnut Ridge Conservancy is one of our sponsors. Town Automotive Group, Hillcrest Volunteer Fire. Our media sponsor, WBEN, AM 930, Dick's Sporting Goods, Orchard Fresh Markets, and legislator John Mills, who could not be here today. But I want to thank each and every one of the sponsors. It is always a joyous occasion here at Santa Land. I love coming to Santa Land, seeing the smiles on the people's faces. And it's also a very important time, too. As we know, there are needy children in our community. And while Santa hits every house that he can, we know that there are some kids who don't always get exactly what they deserve because of issues that are beyond their control. And that's why Santa Land is also a donation location for our annual Toys for Tots campaign. So we want everyone to come, have a great time, but bring a new unwrapped toy to Santa Land. You'll be seeing these boxes here in the casino, so you can drop it off so that we know every child in our region has a smile on their face on Christmas morning, because we want every child to enjoy the joy of Christmas. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to our Parks Commissioner, Troy Schinzel, talk a little bit more about what to expect at Santa Land. And while we don't have Mother Nature here, we're hoping that Mother Nature brings more snow for sledding. Right, Commissioner?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just again, a reminder, both Saturday and Sunday, Sandland, 11 to 3 o'clock. The last ride from here leaves at 2:30, so please don't miss the last ride up to see Santa. He wants to see everyone, a lot of toys to deliver. Very important, and Mark mentioned this, our partnership here with Orchard Park has been fantastic. It's a collective effort between Orchard Park Recreation and Erie County Parks. We supply the venue. They help us with the volunteers and recreation aspect. We run a really wonderful event. It's our official really kickoff to winter. We put down a turkey a few days ago and start getting ready for the beautiful winter ahead. So again, 11 to 3, both Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to everyone to come on out. Again, it's a free family event. What more could you ask for? And please, as the county executive says, please bring an unwrapped new toy. Not everyone's as fortunate as us, some of us, so we're going to fill these boxes up. We'll deliver those early next week so we can give those to some needy people as well. Come join us. We look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to give Ed Leake from the town of Orchard Park an opportunity to say a few words because we really do appreciate the great work that the Orchard Park Recreation Department does in concert with our Erie County Parks Department to make Santa Land the great event that it is. Ed?
Thanks. On behalf of the town of Orchard Park, we've been pleased the last 10 years to collaborate with the county. It's just another example of collaborative efforts to benefit the entire Erie County community. As Troy mentioned, it's a free family event. Make sure you come out early and stay and participate both in indoor and outdoor activities. So we look forward to this weekend and seeing Santa, who's the most important thing for the weekend.
Thanks, Ed. And, of course, no one really cares what I say, but they care what he says. Santa Claus, would you like to say a few words?
Please don't forget, toys for the tots. Come enjoy yourselves here at the festival. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Santa knows lots of languages, including American Sign Language. So thank you, Santa Claus. We'll be seeing you this Saturday and Sunday. I know you got a busy time. You're going around to other parts of the world, but thank you for being here. And certainly, we want everyone to come enjoy a great time. We want you to find your next adventure in an Erie County park. Your parks are your parks. The parks in Erie County are owned by the people. While Chestnut Ridge may be considered the crown jewel, we have over 12,000 acres to enjoy of parkland, 1,200 acres of them right here in Chestnut Ridge Park. They're open for you every day. If you only come here one weekend a year, this is a good weekend to come, but make sure you get out and enjoy your parks. And with that, be glad to entertain any questions you have. Any questions? Sure. Ed, you want to take that?
More than happy to. Indoors, we're going to have many different crafts that family members can make throughout the day, again, free of charge. Also, there'll be a table that'll be staffed by a local Girl Scout group, and they're going to focus on the STEM type of craft that'll take place indoors. Outside, the Erie County Forestry will have demonstrations taking place. Hillcrest Fire Company will have a lot of their apparatus throughout the 2 days where kids can go on and talk to the firemen. And then, of course, where Santa is, up in the woods, they'll be singing Christmas songs up in the lodge. There'll be hot chocolate up there. So plenty of activities for all family members, both days, inside and out.
And if you've never been to Santa Land, this is going to be a great year to start a tradition with your family. It really is a wonderful time. The activities here, activities outside around this building, as well as, of course, at Santa's Lodge, the Magic Castle up the hill, where, as Ed noted, not only will there be singing, but there'll be cocoa and cookies and lots of fun for the kids beyond just waiting in line for Santa Claus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.